At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Elizabeth Peak of The Hill and Fox News about why it is we haven't seen more and more damage by the new tariffs to the American economy, to the American consumer. The Wall Street Journal, Liz recounts, speculated that the big companies had raised their prices coming out of the pandemic. Fatten their margins is the way it is put. And therefore, no need to do it now with the tariffs coming in. There's lots of data that we need yet, but here's Liz on the Wall Street Journal's explanation of why no tariff bite yet. More of this tonight. The American economy, the global economy, all one these days.
Well, presumably, yes, I mean, for a lot of reasons. Well, for one thing, in a lot of different industries, and I think probably tulip bulbs are an exception to this, companies are very rapidly resourcing. They're finding new places to import from, particularly places that are not so heavily impacted by tariffs. So you would hope in a year or two to see lesser impact from the tariffs that are currently in place. I did think there was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about why is it that the tariffs have not had such a negative impact. And one of the reasons was that companies are absorbing some of the tariffs. They're absorbing them because, according to the Wall Street Journal, margins are quite high. And there is an implication that margins are pretty high because companies jacked up prices during the pandemic. And I have to say, I think we all were sort of suspicious of the idea that everything had to go up in price because of supply constraints, because of ships being, stacked up in the harbors and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just kind of interesting to sort of put your mind back in that time when you would go in to get your hair cut and, oh, yeah, the price is on up 25%. You're sort of like, wait, why? And well, you know, just cost of everything is going up. You sort of get the feeling, John, that every company raised prices during that period because they could. Maybe some had to. I would like to think all had to. I mean, it wasn't just gouging the customer. But I do think what the journal sort of implied is right now these tariffs, on at least for big companies, and your experience may be slightly different because it's a smaller firm. Some of these big companies simply can absorb it because they've already fattened their margins.